you. I'm trying to be helpful, okay? Sorry, sorry. I'm just a bit upset. Yes, well, if it's any consolation, that goes for me too. And for Angleton, believe it or not. But upset and 50 pence will buy you a cup of coffee. And what we really need is to finger the means, motive, and murderer of Daisy the cow in time to close the stable door. Oh, and we can rule out external penetration. The network loop to Monk's Road is on a private backbone intranet that's firewalled up to the eyeballs. Does that make it easier for you? No shit. Listen, I happen to agree with you in principle, but I am still upset, Andy, and I want to tell you... No shit. Look, this is so not sensible that I know I'm way the hell too late, but I think the whole Maginot Blue Stars idea is fucking insane. I mean, like, bull goose barking at the moon, hairs on the palm of your hands crazy. Like atomic landmines buried under every street corner. Didn't they know that the only unhackable computer is one that's running a secure operating system, welded inside a steel safe, buried under a ton of concrete at the bottom of a coal mine guarded by the SAS and a couple of armored divisions and switched off? What did they think they were doing? Defending us against Case Nightmare Green, Bob, which I'll have you know is why the Russians are so dead keen to get Energia flying again, so they can launch their Polyus orbital battle stations, and why the Americans are getting so upset about the ruin of Al-Sabah that they're trying to build sensorware into every analog-to-digital converter on the planet. Do I have Case Nightmare Green clearance, or do I just have to take it on trust? Take it on trust for now. I'll try and get you cleared later in the week. Sorry about that, but this truly... Look, in this instance, the ends justify the means. Take it from me, okay? Shit. I need another... No, I've already had too much coffee. So, what am I supposed to do? Well, the good news is we've narrowed it down a bit. You'll be pleased to know that we just ordered the West Yorkshire Mets computer crime squad to go in with hobnailed boots and take down the entire MK traffic camera network and op center. Official reason is a suspicion of time bombs installed by a disgruntled former employee, who is innocent, incidentally, but it lets us turn it into a computer misuse case and send in a reasonably clueful team. They're about to officially call for backup from CESG, who are going to send them a purported spook from GCHQ, and that spook is going to be you. I want you to crawl all over that camera network and figure out how Scorpion Stair might have got onto it, which is going to be easier than you think, because Scorpion Stair isn't exactly open source, and there are only 2 authorized development teams working on it on the planet that we know of, or at least in this country. One of them is, surprise, based in Milton Keynes, and as of right this minute, you have clearance to stamp all over their turf and play the Gestapo officer with our top boffin labs, which is a power I trust you will not abuse without good reason. Oh, great. I always fancied myself in a long black leather trench coat. What will Mo think? She'll think you look the part when you're angry. Are you up for it? How the fuck could I say no when you put it that way? I'm glad you understand. Now, have you got any other questions for me before we wrap this up and send the tape to the auditors? Yeah, one question. Why me? Why? Well, I suppose because you're already on the inside, Bob. And you've got a pretty unique skill mix. Something you overlook is that we don't have many field-qualified agents, and most of those we have are old-school, two-fisted, shoot-from-the-hip-with-a-rune-of-destruction field necromancers. They don't understand these modern Babbage engine internet contraptions like you do. And you've already got experience with basilisk weapons. What did you think we issued those things like toothpaste tubes? So, rather than find someone who doesn't know as much, you just happen to be the man on the spot who knew enough and was thought... appropriate. Gee, thanks. I'll sleep a lot better tonight, knowing that you couldn't find anyone better suited to the job. Really scraping the barrel, aren't we? If only you knew. If only you knew. The next morning, they put me on the train to Cheltenham, second class, of course, to visit a large office site, which appears as a blank spot on all maps of the area, just in case the Russians haven't noticed the farm growing satellite dishes out back. I spend a very uncomfortable half hour being checked through security by a couple of Rottweilers in blue suits, who work on the assumption that anyone who is not known to be a communist infiltrator from North Korea is a dangerously unclassified security risk. They search me and make me pee in a cup and leave my palm top at the site security office. But for some reason, they don't ask me to surrender the small leather bag containing a mummified pigeon's foot that I wear on a silver chain round my neck when I explain that it's on account of my religion. The idiots. It is windy and rainy outside, so I have no objection to being ushered into an air-conditioned meeting room on the third floor of an outlying wing, being offered institutional beige coffee the same color as the office carpet, and spending the next 4 hours in a meeting with Kevin, Robin, Jane, and Phil, who explained to me in turn what a senior operations officer from GCHQ, detached for field duty, is expected to do in the way of maintaining security, calling on backup, reporting problems, and filling out the 217 different forms that senior operations officers are apparently employed to spend their time filling out. The laundry may have a bureaucracy surfeit and a craze for ISO 9000 certification, but GCHQ is even worse, with some bizarre spatchcock version of BS 5720 quality assurance applied to all their procedures in an attempt to ensure that the Home Office Minister can account for all available paperclips in near real time if challenged in the House by Her Majesty's loyal opposition. On the other hand, they've got a bigger budget than us, and all they have to worry about is having to read other people's email instead of having their souls sucked out by tentacular horrors from beyond the universe.
"Oh, and you really ought to wear a tie when you're representing us in public," Phil says apologetically at the end of his spiel.
"And get a haircut," Jane adds with a smile.
Bastards. The human resources imps billet me in a bed and breakfast run by a genteel pair of elderly high Tory sociopaths, a Mr. and Mrs. McBride. He's bald, loafs around in slippers, and reads the Telegraph while muttering darkly about the need for capital punishment as a solution to the problem of bogus asylum seekers. She wears heavy horn-rimmed glasses and a hairdo that time forgot. The corridors are wallpapered with an exquisitely disgusting floral print, and the whole place smells of mothballs, the only symptom of the 21st century being a cheap and nasty webcam on the hall staircase. I try not to shudder as I slouch upstairs to my room and barricade the door before settling down.